Hello, everybody. Welcome to this very, very special YouTube presentation. We are doing this Friday morning, a little bit after, I guess it's 11 o'clock Eastern by you guys. I am with Hura Corona and SRF Never Cancels, Stevie Richards and Ben Hameen.
Never gonna stop, give it up, such dirty hands, always get it up, touch of the younger kind, my corona, yeah, that's all right.
Guys, you know, people watch Master Shoot Theater, and they think it's funny, ha ha ha. We told you this past week, there's no sick. Don't get sick. I'm going to get hot at you if you get sick. Don't wear a coat in winter. There's no sick. And what's happening, bro? What is the only thing on the planet Earth right now that's not canceled?
WrestleMania.
Unfreaking believable, well, bro.
Two things, actually. SmackDown as well, which that's the more incriminating evidence of this insane man and his thought process or lack thereof. I think SmackDown right now is the more the proof of what we were talking about at Master Shoot Theater is no pun intended, a shoot.
Well, they're doing SmackDown from the Performance Center with no crowd.
Well, they always do that, and it has nothing to do with the coronavirus, which is an actual. I asked Ben, I go, is this another Mandela effect, or is this us trying to do confirmation bias? Are we trying to believe that Master Shoot Theater is real? And I said, did they really say that they moved it from Detroit, a major arena, paid money, they have all this stuff set up. Did they move it from Detroit to an empty performance center for reasons that are not the coronavirus? And he goes, yes, that's the actual statement from the WWE.
Break this down for me, Ben. So they're not, they moved it, but Vince is still not putting the coronavirus over?
Yeah, not selling. That's because local officials have made a move there, not anything to do with SmackDown. So SmackDown's got to go. It's Friday, pal. Everything's moving forward. So, you know, NXT was such a goddamn huge draw this week, was 697,000. Yeah, six. That's right. I said it. And now he's back with SmackDown. We're moving everything to the Performance Center, pal.
Well, bro, here's the kick I got out. This is why I was a little delayed in letting you guys in the room. This is, bro, when you read through the lines and you know Vince, you can understand everything. Let me read this article to you. This says it all. WWE has confirmed that they have WrestleMania 36 contingency plans in place due to the coronavirus. How do you say it? Pandemic? Is that how you say pandemic?
Pandemic.
Pandemic.
No, you had it right the first time.
Thank you. Ben, I know you always make fun of my mispronunciation.
I love it, dude. It's why the same reason I love Oscar. Go ahead.
Okay. WWE, listen to this, guys. I love this. Read between the freaking lines. WWE issued a statement this evening that said they will have backup plans in place if WrestleMania ends up canceled by local officials. They also said they are closely monitoring the situation. Here's the quote. While we remain committed to hosting WrestleMania in Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, April 5th, we are putting contingency plans in place in the event that it is canceled by government officials, city civil authorities, and or local venues. The health and safety of our fans, performers, and employees are our top priorities as we are monitoring the situation closely with our partners and government officials in Tampa Bay, WWE statement reads. Bro, what did they just say? While we remain committed, they remain committed to host in WrestleMania on Saturday, April 5th, we are putting contingency plans in place in the event that it is canceled, not by them, because they're still committed to it. If it is canceled by government officials, civil authorities, and or local venues, then they say the health and safety of our fans, performers, and employees are our top priorities. Bro, they just said we are committed to WrestleMania on April 5th. We are not the ones that are going to cancel it. If it gets canceled, it's going to get canceled by government officials, civil authorities, or local venues. But our top priority are the fans, the performers, and the employees. They're like, bro, can any freaking idiot read between their lines? Like, bro, we care all about you schmucks. But we're not going to be the ones canceling WrestleMania. seriously, bro. Like,
you're missing it, pal. You're missing it. Read that line again. Top priority line. Read that again.
The top priority line?
Yeah, read that, pal.
Hold on. Let me read it again for Hara. Okay, hold on. We remain committed to hosting WrestleMania Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, April 5th. We are putting contingency plans in place to the event that it is canceled by government officials, civil authorities, and all local venues. The health and safety of our fans, performers, and employees are our top priorities as we are monitoring this situation closely with our partners and government officials in Tampa Bay, WWE statement reads.
Top priority is getting paid, pal. All those people got families. That's the top priority, not health and safety concerns. They put the punctuation in the wrong spot again, that damn young writer.
Oh, right.
He punched up everything he learned. Does.
I'll read between the lines on the Tampa thing. We are going to go on with this show unless that stupid son of a bitch mayor shuts us down and all those in that building, and we're going to get our goddamn money back. Yeah.
Bro, why am I seeing, I swear to God, bro, I'm seeing Tampa, this big meeting with this big long table, the Tampa mayor sitting on one end and Vince sitting on the other end, and the Tampa mayor bringing up the idea or cancel. Bro, I just see Vince crawling across that table like a freaking lunatic and grabbing this mayor by the neck. Like, why is that vision in my head, Vince?
Because of the Bob Costas interview. I'll interrupt Vince for a second because that's exactly what I'm saying. But let's, Vince, I smell bonus Master Sheet Theater for Patreon. I'm just saying, between the mayor and Vince trying to cancel WrestleMania.
You know, here it is. You want to say the joke of Master Shoot, if you're not a subscriber, you should be. But the reason I do this and what I'm taught to do and what the best performances are in improvisation is truth and comedy. You take the truth and you inflate whatever psychosis you think this person's possible of, which he really is. It's probably closer to really how things are, you know, this version we do of it. But for the public, they don't get to see that. But really, when it comes to dollars and cents and stock price going down to $36 yesterday, it all is this. XFL getting canceled the rest of the season, you know, like out in front of, this was his only thing, you know. So is he on the phone with Trump's where everybody else canceled? He says, not this one, not this one, pal, we're sticking. And I don't care what he says in Florida. And Trump's like, yes, you can have it, or you can go, you know, and do. Are we back in the most amazing way? We get an Arab money. So in 2 weeks is what you got left to go through here, man, to go set it up. All the shit's over there. You just saw it, Saudi. The most unbelievable sets in history of WWE this past show. Dude, all that stuff's still over there. Like, just wipe it clean and go. And, you know, is that part of the greater plan with Trump and all that kind of stuff? Who knows, dude? But they're not going to stay in Tampa and let them contaminate or do an empty arena thing. You got, what, 3 weeks? Pack it up and go to Riyadh and just, yeah, they're going to cash in. It's all about the
money. That's what Ben and I are talking about. Let's stop here before we say anything, because I believe that we can stay in the next 5 minutes. We can set ourselves up for life. We can get some money from Saudi. We can get some money from Fox. And we can get some money from Vince. As much as he'll hate it, he will owe us money because we're about to make all three of them Wow. Very happy and very rich. What you do is you bring everybody over to Saudi Arabia. You run the better than WrestleMania pay-per-view that Saudis always wanted. Live from Riyadh, live from wherever in Saudi Arabia. And you air it on Fox. You make both your masters happy. You make a bunch of money. Saudi will probably bonus you about 50 to 100 million just to bring it there. And us three, just a 1% of that for us would be great.
I did see the numbers of the projections off some dirt sheet. Tell me the numbers, pal. What were they? It was these supposedly making 78 million if it was to stay in Tampa. That's their projection. Saudi said they'll give them 75 million. So they'll recoup right there.
Well, bro, here's the sick thing. Like, see, people think we're bullshit. Bro, we worked for Vince. We know Vince. Bro, here's the thing, Stevie.
Well,
if Tampa cancels, if the mayor cancels WrestleMania, right, Ben? He's going to have heat with freaking the mayor in Tampa. He will have heat with them, bro.
He'll never run in Tampa again.
He will never run. He will be looking to shove it up their ass, bro. He will have legitimate heat with them, bro.
Fuck them. Yeah. We're running, pal. He says it right on camera, dude. Life sucks. And then you die. But not before you go to WrestleMania. You know?
Here's the thing, too. Orlando better thank God that they didn't run WrestleMania this year in Orlando, because if they canceled WrestleMania, the local government, he would have moved NXT, moved to performance.
Yeah. He would have just moved
everything out of Florida.
Yeah. But, bro, what about the number one priority are the fans, the employees, the workers, and the wrestlers? But we're not going to be the ones to cancel WrestleMania, bro. That's classic. Bro, that shows how brilliant and stupid he is at the same time.
But it also shows to me, like, we can get the laughs in on it, but let me flip the conspiracy horseman hat on here for a minute. All this is bullshit. Nobody's dying. Nothing's really happening. And Vince knows it. And while everybody else cancels, if he can hang in the pocket and be the one thing, this could be the greatest rated WrestleMania of all time, even if the card sucks, because there's nothing to split focus from. And if we're workers, and like we did on the Conspiracy Horseman this week, break it down, is nothing more than fear porn and fear mongering. Why would Vince sell for that when he's got it all on the line? And if he can hang in the pocket, take some jabs, and come out on the other end, it might be a way smarter business move from someone who may have dementia or whatever. Like, that might be what you need to stay in the foxhole long enough while the bombs are dropping around you. And once you think it's all done, you pop up and you're the last fucking man standing. You got to flip that side of the coin
That's a great point, Ben, 100%. But what about like the here and now and the PR alone?
Yeah, I think that's the stand of the test of time of cancel culture of like, dude, my wife works at a major company that rhymes with Get Wife. It's an insurance company. that they are sending they're on contingency. Like, if you own a cleaning service right now, you can charge whatever the fuck you want to any corporation, because it's corporate culture of like, what are they doing over there at DuPont? Well, we got to do that over here. What are they doing at Nationwide? We got to do that here just to play catch up with the Joneses. You know what I mean? What are they doing in corporate culture? And we're sending people home. They're sending people home. We got to do that too. There's no real anybody spreading anything. So there's a whole other side of this conspiracy of what's going on. And if Vince is a worker and looks at the world like we do, why sell for it when you got so much money on the line and one of your best friends is the president of the United States of America? Bing, bang, boom. He might be set up, and he's got the ability to go to Saudi if he needs to. So I say play rope-a-dope.
Because, I mean, bro, you would have to think that his buddy, the – president of the United States, has the inside track on all this, bro.
Yeah. Well, he might also have it too. They said he shook hands with the president of Brazil, who's now officially a confirmed coronavirus case. So, that was in the 3-day time. And I was going to say, when you were talking about the mayor of Tampa, And I don't know if you saw this gift or if you're there's so many office gifts out there, but it's when they're playing guns and there's three of them in the boardroom, like having a Mexican standoff. And that's what they said, Vince McMahon, the Tampa mayor, and the CDC, the head of the CDC, like who's in the power struggle to see whose nuts are bigger, because it's a phony thing with a huge agenda push, you know, and, will Vince's ego and pride and payday almost really expose this in a way as a work? Well, because if he pulls it off, well, why did WrestleMania get to run and it didn't really spread any virus and nobody died from it?
Well, you know, guys, when you look at it, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, and I know you guys are so much well-versed on this shit than I am, and I want to talk about this. What, you know, Stevie, what you sent me this morning. Guys, I just want to get one thing, like, perfectly clear and understand this, okay? One player on a basketball team tested positive for the coronavirus. One guy on a team tested virus. That one player led to every major sports organization shutting down. Now, here's what I don't understand. If that one player was immediately quarantined and they were testing everybody on the team on a daily basis, was it necessary to shut down every major sport and every major arena? You know, everything that provided any kind of entertainment because of one player testing positive? Did I miss something here?
I want you to answer your own question here, because you're so down the rabbit hole and everything, and you're asking all the right questions. Now answer it. What is that all about? Being able to turn off the lights on major billion-dollar organizations. What is that about, Vince?
Control.
And who's bigger than NBA? Who's bigger than Ticketmaster Live Nation? Bigger than all the video game companies combined? Bigger than all of that stuff to be able to say you're all going home from work and we're shutting down the economy and who's in that group?
The government.
Even bigger than that.
Who?
You're talking Bilderberg. You're talking the Bill Gates Foundation, Clinton Foundations. These people who have money that's bigger than nations, who have an agenda. Some people call it Agenda 21. If you go down the rabbit hole, you can talk about it, just to show that we can enact not just martial law in a certain way in the United States, but we'll start it in Italy, where we know we have allies and we can do that and shut it down and control it. That'll set a model. We'll do something with celebrity, just like you go back to the movie Blow. If celebrities and athletes are doing cocaine, everyone will do it, right? If one guy gets quarantined, that's the domino that will tip. Oh, well, shit, everybody must be getting it. We better be scared because of this celebrity we see on ESPN might have it. Like, that's the fear porn of it all. And you mix in Operation Mockingbird, which is total media control. That's what this fear porn is, coming off of the impeachment, where their cable news doesn't have news now. They need what Raw needs. What does Raw and SmackDown need more than anything? Ratings.
Fear equals ratings. You know, guys, I mean, my God, anybody can look at, bro, I swear to God, you had Trump's speech on a Wednesday night. Bro, within 30 minutes to an hour of his speech was over, the NBA shut down and Tom Hanks and his wife had coronavirus. Bro, literally within an hour of the speech. And bro, here's another interesting point. You put on the TV, it's gloom and doom. You might as well go out and buy a gun and just freaking end it today, because you're going to die anyway. Meanwhile, Tom Hanks's kid goes on Twitch. Yeah, just spoke to my father. Him and my mother have coronavirus, but I got to tell you, they're perfectly fine. They're not even sick. Why isn't that being played?
So it's no different than any flu strain or any illness of any sort. And that's sort of what they've kind of not exaggerated, but what they're really focusing on. Like, Vince, you're about to be 60. If you are in poor health already, you're definitely somebody that should distance yourself from anybody from a contagious virus of any sort, not just the coronavirus. Somebody like me, I put out a video today telling people, like, don't care what you do, you just got to stay in shape. You got to eat healthy. You got to be as healthy as you can to be resistant of any type of illness, not just the coronavirus. They gave it a name that's been around since the 50s. It's been around for a while. It has been on Lysol cans for years. There are some kind of like timeline things that are kind of weird conspiracy wise, but nonetheless, what they're doing now is never letting a good crisis go to waste. Like Rahm Emanuel said, they're taking advantage. The thing I sent you was, and I'll read it again because it is scary as hell. Because
too, Stevie, where'd you get that?
Oh, it's been shared around a bunch on social media. Simple coronavirus. And just like that, the government controls all sporting events, concerts, jobs, colleges, medical facilities. You love that one. Vince must have written this one. Yeah. Whether or not you can leave your house, has depleted resources such as toilet paper and food, controls all travel. And you guys wonder why they developed and used viruses to scare the public. They now control you and everything about your life. See how easy it was? Mass panic, hysteria, complete control of literally the entire world over a virus one that survival rate is even extremely high, like the Tom Hanks and other people have said. All freedom has been limited overnight. See how easy it was.
That's the bigger thing. So while the Nancy Browns, the 85%ers, the sheep of the world who have MSNBC on in the background, we don't have that shit going, man. We look at real sources and look at the original chain of events of the Harvard professor who's sending $50,000 a month back to Chinese labs secretly that bought this, you know, patents for a Corona 15 and 18, and this is COVID-19. There's so many things that they'll never even go down the rabbit hole, and that'll be scrubbed from YouTube and the internet from real researchers who are doing the early work where they retell the story of however they want to tell it down the road, man. But
can I jump in real quick? The video I put up on social media, which is probably going to be taken down, had nothing to do with this is a work or this is this or the government is controlling you. It was literally, hey, just work out, and if you are going to be confined to your home, there's plenty of in-home workout programs, and I named off a bunch of products, stuff like that. Put it up on YouTube, bam, demonetized, and just like I can't make it public because it said coronavirus in the video.
And, you know, if we're really going to talk about the most important thing here with the Tom Hanks thing, like I said, and Al Plaza, our video guy, or Jeff can cut that up, that thing from Blow about the, athletes. If athletes and movie stars will do it, and here we have one athlete and Tom Hanks, who the hell's going to go against Forrest Gump? There's shit. I just lost my whole train of thought. So I guess you can't cut it up right there. I had a great point to make too.
Oh, an athlete and celebrity are heroes. If what they say, if it's okay or to get vaccinated or anything that they say that this is what you need to do, it's a PSA for the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest thing to really take away from this after that big message from his kid is that he needs to hit that Stevie Richards Fitness chest day real hard. Cause I don't know why he felt like he needed to do it with his shirt off with his Illuminati tattoo blazing. Like, what the fuck? What do you think we're really seeing here, Don? Like you wanted to get over as a shitty little rapper and you got all this ink, jailhouse ink. Meanwhile, you're a PlayStation tough guy. And you're going to do the Illuminati chest tattoo during the coronavirus thing just to look like you're bowing to the greater Hollywood masters, Bohemian Grove, whatever, to get over. Dude, hit the floor and do some push-ups and stop trying to pull some bullshit on people like us that know a lot better.
Wow. So, bro, are we going to have to put this on Patreon, bro, because they're not going to let us put it up on YouTube? Is that what you're telling me?
I really don't think – I don't know, man, because I put it up as a positive. It's fitness-based. It's kind of encouraging people. I don't care about – you can go to my program, but all these other ones, just telling people to try to take control in some situation that they don't feel like they have any control. You kind of do. Yeah. And you got to leave it up to yourself and then maybe explore more natural homeopathic type of solutions rather than pharmaceuticals, things like that. I mean, but it's just an algorithm that sees a keyword. And the funny thing is, everything on YouTube, the algorithm recommended whether I'm not signed into this TV, I'm signed into my phone, and I'm not signed in to the TV in the bedroom. All three of them, I tried it out on the recommended on all three of them, the TED talk with Bill Gates talking about the outbreak stuff.
So it's a TED talk, right? So as soon as you hear that, like, oh, high level thinkers and Bill Gates, oh, Microsoft founder, look into what he really wants with vaccinations for the world and depopulation and population control and what he wants for everybody else. Meanwhile, he has thousands of acres of farmland where he raises his own meat, but he wants processed meat and all this shit for everybody else. So this is when you say the Gates Foundation, it's easy just to say that stuff, but this is what they really are. There's a very, when people say the one percenters, these are the core select group who will do anything. These are the same people who are in with the Saudi royals who will crash planes into buildings to take away your original civil liberties, which you gave up and never was solved. And there was a boogeyman that was dropped over a boat in the ocean with no video footage, if you believe that bullshit. And now here we are with a scare where nobody's really given numbers or dying or even see what's going on in an election year, same as when they did it with SARS, Ebola, Zika, swine flu, bird flu, and you're going to fall for it again, hook, line, and sinker, unless you're not an 85 percenter, you're right on that cusp and you're waking up to what's going on. And Vince McMahon is way awake in that billionaires club. And he's got an investment that he's not going to sell for them because really he's a trailer park scumbag from North Carolina and not born into this money. And that's the difference from being a Rothschild, a DuPont who has had it handed to you to be a world master versus Vince and saying, fuck him, pal. Yeah, I'm sticking with WrestleMania. And
so Vince Flex isn't doing that.
So wait, hold on. So you're telling me, bro, now shedding the horror never canceled light on things.
Yeah.
You guys are now telling me Vince is the babyface.
Kind of.
Vince knows what's going on, bro.
These guys are the real heels compared to Vince. Vince is small potatoes.
And look who his new boys are. Who's he roll with?
Saudi.
Can you really trust the Saudis? Because they can peel off any little backdoor agreement anytime and go, They're fighting each other. They just whacked out two of their own dudes in-house who tried to pull a coup d'etat last weekend. I moved up from Prince number 19 to 17. So, like, that, you think they wouldn't peel off from some white dudes who are old money from Westchester County and shit? Come on, man. And they've got they're just waiting in the cut to make their next power play anyway. And now Vince is like, yeah, make a move. I've got Ben Salmon above me, pal. Like,
They drove down oil prices just to say fuck you to Putin and Russia. They lost. They're still making money, but they lost some money to crunch other countries.
Let me ask you guys this. Let me say this first, and then I want to ask you a question. Bro, you know, guys, I like to break things down to the simplest form because I'm a simpleton, especially in the room with you guys. Stevie, that thing you read about just mass hysteria and control, okay? Bro, you know what's the simplest thing to me that kind of sums this thing up? Where, like, I'm just sitting back and I'm like, bro, if you don't think everything Stevie said is true, let's just put everything in its simplest form, okay? Bro, people are buying freaking toilet paper like it's never going to be made again, and they don't even know why. Bro, why are people buying toilet paper? Bro, the only way, bro, listen, you take a shit, you're out of toilet paper. Okay, bro, you go in the shower and you wash your ass. Simple. So now what are we talking about? Now the Corona-19 is going to contaminate our water. So now we're not going to be able to wash our ass because we'll get killed that way. So now, bro, they don't even know why they're clearing grocery shelves of toilet paper.
This is operant conditioning 101 Pavlovian. This goes back to your earliest memories. Poopy in your pants, bad. Poopy in the toilet, good. No toilet paper, oh no, fear. What do I do? This is the buttons they push to, like, Walmarts are centers that can be turned into contamination centers and all this kind of stuff, dude. Like, if you look into the FEMA region, stuff like this, all this is in Agenda 21. And these little psychological plays to control the 85% are that. And I wouldn't doubt if the Koch brothers, Procter and Gamble, are those are the dudes who are in this upper 1% who will say, this is our little part, and it will take away paper supplies and their everyday necessities and dirigibles. That will throw them into this panic. We'll be able to lock them down, get them out of here and there. Eight companies own everything in your grocery store. Eight companies. Joy and Dove soaps that compete against each other are under the same on the same umbrella. And you're being fooled constantly by this and thinking that they're opposing and that you have the freedom of choice. There is no freedom of choice. It's the illusion of it. But they're just changing the maze and the rat race for you to find the cheese every time and taking away your poopy paper will make you run a lot faster in one direction if you know it's over there and you can possibly get to it.
Well, it's another thing too, beyond the Pavlovian effect. I mean, by the way, you're right, Vince. There's something called a bidet. As much as we joke about the Lanny Poffo breaking kayfabe interview, you can use that as a – and they sell them on Amazon. You can get them tomorrow. I'm just saying people are not looking for the solution. You know why? Because they aren't being told what to do. When they don't know what they do or what they should do, they do what's called – I was looking it up. It's called the 100th monkey effect. If you see – 99 or if you see a certain number of monkeys doing one thing, they're all going to go to it. And they demonstrated it in a video in the supermarket on surveillance footage.
You put a picture on the internet of the toilet paper section empty. And now they're all running out to other stores to get toilet paper because everybody else has it.
They were shown a video and it was like surveillance time-lapse stuff of like one person putting like eight packages of toilet paper in a cart and somebody turned and looked, they started putting the 8 or 9 or 10, then some next thing you know, it's the free for all. It's the weirdest thing. And it happened like just organically because of this group mind think that can also be groups of sheep going towards the toilet paper.
Well, let me ask you guys this, because this is what everybody wants to know from you guys. What's the end game? Where is this going? Where is it headed? What is the end game?
Stevie's got a real good idea on this.
What do I think? I mean, there's so many moving parts to this. The negative part is we're currently under medical martial law. That's exactly what it is. What they tried to do with the Boston bombers and all that stuff. This is probably the most successful dry run of martial law that you'll ever have. Because we're volunteering to stay at home. The positive part that I've seen on different circles of people and talking to people in finance and other things and stuff like that, and especially what the Saudis did driving the oil prices down, is the hope that I have is that legendary 4D chess by Trump. That basically what's going on here is kind of get everybody out of the way and then start making the moves that everybody, including Q, said that Trump is going to make. The interesting thing was that Ben shared with us that they arrested 600 MS-13 people.
Yeah, well, like, LMA mafia guys from Mexico. So
like the day after this all kind of started happening, where they started telling people to stay indoors and all that stuff. The most positive thing I would hope comes out of it is the fact that they're purposely kind of suppressing the economy and suppressing, in more importance, the Federal Reserve, the central banks, the Rothschilds that Ben talked about and everything, to try to switch back to the gold standard, aka treasury notes, and kind of reset the economy, because the economy is due to implode anyway with all the debt and all the stuff and the Federal Reserve and the central banks doing what they do. It doesn't matter. It can't last forever. And they've been kicking the can down the road for decades. So some circles, this is my hope, not my assertion. This is my hope that it's because of all this that might come out the other end of it. But who knows? I think there's probably a struggle and a war going on that we don't even know about between the deep state and then whatever, hopefully babyface.
And they just complex. Lost their they've taken hit after hit where they try to do Pissgate, Russiagate, impeachment, and every time they just end up punching themselves in the balls. So who's to say that they won't do some foul shit to tank it, because as a last resort. Stevie on the Horseman also had another great component of that. It's let's get as many people home and working from home as we can to see before we really put over the sustainable living. Everybody gets $1,000 a month. Just do what you want and live at home and really quarantine and confine people into smaller groups that are easier to control. Get them out of the universities. My capitalized thing is, I'd stand to make a profit off of the pandemic is I was an instructional designer for 5 or 6 years at a college, and all colleges SUNY-wide, I mean, here's a state mandate, are done for the rest of the year. You're going from home. If you can complete your course online, then you will. But there's thousands of courses at colleges across the country that have no online component. So making college courses is an easy way to do that, because they want people disseminated from groups and big thought and being they'll put it under, I don't want to spread it. But if you're talking about control, far easier to control people in their own smaller pod, where they're going, following you on your device, much easier marketing directly to you.
Gee, Manili guys.
When they want something done, that's in a big mind overhaul, no more plastic bags, no more they're just going to do it. We'll get used to it because we are animals and tribal and animals of habit. And it's those people with the money that are saying, here's the habit we want to change and what we want to do. I want to still eat Kobe beef that's organically grown, says Bill Gates, but you get an Impossible Burger made out of hemp stalks and fucking raccoon assholes. That's what you get. Like that's really the dumb. And people are like, yeah, Impossible Burger because of marketing. Really, when in the Burger King hamburger, there was one or two ingredients. One of them might have been beef originally. And now there's 37 ingredients in the Impossible Hamburger. You tell me the what's really going on, and who's controlling what.
So when and how does the craze end?
I think you really need to hold the news media accountable for the billions and billions of dollars that have been lost, because they're only about ratings and not about news. Look what they've done just on anxiety alone in this. People who have already mental disorders and psychological disorders tanking every industry, and again, wanting more federal money and bailout to be put into stuff. So they need to be taken down. I think our news media needs to be redone completely, and anything that's for profit or scare tactic, that's it. But the real answer is there isn't going to be. It's when they say, okay, everybody, and they give you back, they take everything away and they'll give you back 20%, and you'll be so thankful for that. Please, sir, I want some more. Right? Like that's the whole thing, dude. And they won't listen, and it'll be farther and farther and farther. And then maybe somebody will watch V for Vendetta and remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. And we'll see if there really is a strike back like that, because they're willing to spill your blood, kill 500,000, whatever it is, 3,000 in one morning to get their agenda furthered. You think you crying about it and going, we need change, is going to further your agenda over them? No, they will pull the trigger on you. You're less than nothing. You're a human resource. Remember?
I think everybody is so desensitized. I mean, 9/11 should have changed everything, which it did, but it changed the people's will more than anything. That's when we truly, I think, really became sheep and wanted the government to protect us, even though that's Jesse Ventura, I think, said you have more of a chance of getting hit by lightning than be a victim of a terrorist attack, like in a mall or something like that. Remember, he said that a while ago, Ben. Here's the other thing for everybody that says we're baby facing Trump and we're healing like liberals and all this stuff. This could also be, now that I think about it, Trump is an evil genius, just like Vince. we've been waiting for so many years and decades for that time where something happens and the election will be suspended and they have to keep Trump in office past November, because we can't have an election with a virus. We can't trust the technology of the voting systems, because that's been messed with for the past, what, four elections. So we've always talked about martial law and then the suspension of the Constitution and all the people that are currently in office. We have to stay for stability of the government and continuity. That could also happen. But, yeah, I mean, I wonder what happens with Roman Reigns and Goldberg, though. I mean, that's a huge deal.
Well, I mean, people
now know why wrestling physically hurts our heads that we gotta watch. God,
bro, really? Like, seriously, man? Seriously, like, God.
Oh, God, shake it off.
What is that?
That should cancel WrestleMania right there. That should be the reason why it's canceled, right?
Dude, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins are in the car for the ride along, terribly singing Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, bro.
Shake it off, bro. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Bro, you know what I can't wait to see, though? Is this going to be the worst thing in the world and the most entertaining thing? Can you imagine, bro, if we start going to the empty arenas and wrestling is doing the shit that they're doing without the marks putting all the shit over? Do you know what that would look like, bro? No. Slapping the legs, the diving over the top on 90 guys, and there's zero response. Could you imagine what this would look like, bro?
That'd be beautiful.
By the way, and also hearing him call all the spots.
Oh, bro, I swear to God, this is what I'm looking for. Closer,
kick him. Yeah, Becky, closer, get closer.
Yeah, bro, this is what I'm looking to. Take those marks out of the equation. What will that look like?
I could go for an empty arena echoing Asuka promo for like 20 minutes. That would be good.
Let me throw one thing wrestling at your way to temper the moment, okay? Bro, if I'm USA Network, how pissed am I about the Gronkowski thing? Are you effing kidding me? Like, seriously, bro?
Give me the details on this. He signed?
Yeah, he signed. He's supposed to debut on SmackDown, I think, Friday, right?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah. Maybe. He's on SmackDown. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. If there is a SmackDown next Friday. Because where are they going to do it? From the Performance Center again?
They're promoting what's on tonight's show, and they're going to do this all in the middle of the ring with nobody in the building?
No, they'll let Marks into the Performance Center. They're going to have special personnel.
I think they're going to make that
the arena.
Oh, it's going to be private family.
We're going to have seat fillers. They're going to have the wrestlers sitting in the crowd.
Indie workers, all indie workers from Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi. Get in your cars now and drive to NXT.
Do you really think, by the way, this is where the red flag goes up for me, when they say nobody, more so with the theory that they don't want large groups getting together and talking to each other or kind of gathering a movement. Why 1,000? Why even 500? Why even 50? Because all you need is two people, 4, 8, 16. Like, it should be zero complete shutdown, or you can't have any levels in between. That's what doesn't make any sense to me. And you care about the talent, the wrestlers. Are you testing them before every entry into the building? Like the NBA was swabbing noses and mouths and are you going to have the CDC on site or local government testing for coronavirus before each and every show? Because that should be what Vince is doing to the talent every show.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think it exists. And maybe Ben's right. Maybe Vince knows something we don't.
Yeah. Wow. All right, let me ask you guys this and wrapping this up, guys.
I think I know what he knows already. He knows why Vince Russo cut his hair. I don't know why the hell he cut his hair. His hair was looking phenomenal, and now he buzz-cutted it, man. What
a 12 Monkeys haircut, isn't it?
Bro,
you thought he had coronavirus, and that's the way to get rid of it is cut your hair?
Let me ask you guys something. And Stevie, you know, Stevie already did a whole great video up on it. So they can see that video on YouTube, right?
No, the one I talked about, your health. No, you have to go to Instagram at Stevie Richards or on the Facebook page for Stevie Richards Fitness.
Give your guys what's your advice? Let's hear your advice. With everything happening, with what you know, what's your advice? Go ahead, Ben. What can you tell these people? You go first.
Well, always wash your scumbag hands as much as you can. I mean, that's just not for this, but always. You know, I don't see people dropping like flies or anything like that. I don't like to bend to anyone's will, let alone a big mass movement like this, the trend of fear, just to have people talking. So I say keep living your lives as much as you can where it's not being impeded on, unfortunately, by martial law. Use a little less toilet paper and keep going. I mean, the podcast, we're going to do better numbers with everybody sitting home providing content. So, you know, that's one thing that's decent for us. But a lot of people are losing revenue and whatnot from shows. I've already had two shows canceled. You know, and when you're an independent contractor and you're independent businessman and your businesses that you serve feel that, you know, then it all trickles down that way. So you got to try and keep your head above water, make it way if you can, temporary layoffs, easy credit ripoffs. You know, but it's just about not buying into the fear porn. If I can say anything, shut it off.
That's what I said, bro. First and foremost, shut that effing news, man. You already know what you have to do, what you can do. If all this is true, what are you watching the news for?
Yeah. And if you really are worried about getting sick, then the best thing you can do is improve your health by working out and exercising and watching what you eat. So if you don't want to go out, I did Stevie Richards Fitness the other night here because they were working on stuff at Planet Shitless, but I was back at the gym today, man. Make sure you wipe everything down if you're way paranoid, but that's the best thing you can do for yourself to keep a healthy mindset in a time of people losing it all the way around you. And just laugh it off and don't let it affect you, because that's exactly what they want to do, to be controlled. So find whatever your joy is, shut it off, whether it's time with your dogs, family, your hobby, your music, your albums, put on your favorite albums and rock out for a while, man, because don't be a bigger part of that problem.
Yep. I hear you. Stevie.
Yeah, definitely.
Health. I want you to know, by the way, because I know you're going to get into health and fitness. Okay. Stevie, as of this morning, since January 1st, okay, Stevie, 26 pounds.
Wow.
Amazing.
I'm halfway there. Halfway there, bro. Halfway.
How soon until the Russo clap is contagious?
Bro, I got to tell you guys, you know, Stevie, I don't know if you're a firm believer.
I had the Russo clap one time back in 97. It took me 3 weeks to get rid of it, pal. Yeah.
Very nice. Stevie, I don't know if you're a big believer in this, but the intermittent fasting, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that it works. And, bro, I'm not hungry. I got over the hump. I'm not hungry.
Yeah, it really is. And this is something too with everybody, because I was driving by, I had to go get cat food for one of my cats, which was empty. So if you got to resort to cat and dog food, I guess that's one way of looking at it. But I drove by Aldi. As I'm doing that, Johnny Swinger's texting me that Aldi's completely out of food. I go and drive by, you'd think there was a baseball game across the street. It's and people are coming out with carts and rushing and doing all this stuff. The intermittent fast sounds as weird as it can be. Besides eating healthy, the intermittent fasting will mean you eat less and your food supply will last longer.
That's what Glenn said. Glenn said the exact thing yesterday, bro. Yes. Yeah,
it's not depriving yourself of anything. You're still eating enough. You're doing what you can. You're eating almost within the same window anyway, like a 10 to 6 or 9 to 5 or something like that. So you can extend your food supply that way. The bigger message for me, if you want to make changes in your life, like my wife and I are saying now more than ever, we need to get out of the city. We need to be more self-sufficient. Maybe we should move up to the mountains or do something or have a different kind of life, because these people are losing their goddamn minds down here and they don't even know why. Like, we bought food last week. There was plenty of time, by the way. We bought food. We stocked up on the normal stuff. I always have 2 to 4 weeks of food and water, and then protein powder as a backup and things like that. People think you're nuts when you do that, but It's just a safe thing in case there's a storm, in case there's something going on. This here should be a message to each and everybody, each and every person out there, to never be in this position of fear, in this position of not being in control, of not being able to provide for your family, or not knowing how long you can provide for them, should never, ever happen again. And that goes with your health and fitness, that this virus will never stand the chance right now. The next time something comes around, you'll be more resistant to it, of everything in life that's going on. And it's just, it's sad, because I think most of the people, like Ben said, the Nancy Browns, the 85%, once it's gone, I don't even want to think about it, because that stuff's too hard to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guys, please keep us posted, man. I know you guys are all over this. I know you got your finger on it, man. Please, please, please keep us posted when there's something we need to know, man.
Either one of us are suicidal, by the way. We have to say that whenever we have this kind of talk.
I don't know, dude, after I saw that Seth Rollins clip and them in the car singing that, I'm rooting for Planet X at this point. Come on, end of civilization.
We may have to come back, though. We may have to come back late tonight, bro, even if it's midnight. We may have to do a special show on the SmackDown Empty Arena, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm down, man.
It might have to be a watch-along. Might have to be a watch-along on Twitch.
I'm going to be watching live. If you want to, dude, patch me in, dude. I usually do the SmackDown.
I make a prediction that just on curiosity and novelty alone, this will be one of the highest rated SmackDowns in history.
Bro, I'm telling you, you talk about exposing the business. Oh, my God. I can't wait. All right, guys. Thank you very, very, very much. The great Hara Corona and SRF Never Canceled, who always tell us like it is.